Rabosai, I'd like to start off this evening by wishing happy birthday to our chavrusa, Rav Dov Baer Finkel. And he shall Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless him with excellent health and many, many, many future opportunities for us to be able to join in the simcha.
Amen.
Okay. There are three items before I begin that I want to mention to you, which I would say this is news that you could use. First is a physician who I spoke to said that every person should see that he gets at least 8 glasses of water, not coffee, during the day. Especially in Yerushalayim, that we get dried out. It says, whether even though Baruch Hashem, we have a wonderful base medrash, very cold and all that, but the fact is that water is important. Because, forgetting about dehydration, the Chas V'Shalom, nobody's going to come to that, hopefully. But, in drinking, it maximizes our potential for learning. So Kedai, certainly when we're outside in the heat, etc., but even during the course of a day, number one. Number two, as far as there's a lot of traveling around now. We're going to go to Tzfas for Shabbos. We're going to go here, there, wherever it's going to be. When it comes to your tefillin, and those of you who have talasim as well, have a card, an ID card with a telephone number and your name. It will avoid, hopefully, tzaris that you don't want to have. As I once mentioned a couple years ago, you know, Rav Pesach Kron has a story and all that about somebody's tefillin, lost, dumped, found, you know, whatever it is, don't have to go there. And therefore, Yitz Hashem, hopefully, it should never happen, you shouldn't lose it. V'im Tim Tzolayim, if it happens, at least you have identification there, so it avoids that problem. The other part that I want to mention has to do with roommates. And this is based on this week's parsha. Shimon Noah Devorai says a Kadosh Baruch Hu to Aaron and Miriam after they have spoken Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's very upset about them. Very upset. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shimon Noah. And of course Rashi says, Ein Noah Ella Lashon Bakosha. And the Sifsei Chachamim mentions the following. Kolomer Afa Pishachara Bum Af Hashem Vayelech, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very, very upset at them. Chara'af, very strong. Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Ein No Eloshim Bakosha, the Dibur Imahem Benachas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to them gently. She'ilu Ayu Dvarav Bekas, had he spoken with them, to them in anger, Lo Ayu Dvarav Nishmoim, his words would not have been heard in the same way. The Lil Mekal V'chomer, Lebos of Adam. And we who are sitting here, she must have a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? She you devar of benachas. If we are upset at someone and we want to let them know we're upset, benachas. Because the other way doesn't work. And we know ourselves. Someone speaks to you and gives it to you. Well, I told him, you know. I got it off my chest. Okay, good. What did you get out of it? Garnished. And if it's not Kedai, you got sin there, don't like it, you don't like it, nobody else. But I'm angry, but I feel upset. Stay cool. Keep the heat low. Be okay. It works. It's another schmooze in itself that we're not going to go into. But I find at this time of the year that in many cases, that roommates getting on my nerves, whatever it is. If it hasn't worked, that's gonna Benachas. That's the key thing. Okay? That's the way it works. My own feeling about these schmoozing, whether it's the Rosh Hashivas, the Mashkiach, Rebbeim, certainly Sfarim that we learn, is that when we go through yeshiva, it's like we're walking through with a suitcase. Now think of yourself an imaginary suitcase. It has wheels, you know, pulling it along, it's okay. Could be a duffel bag. And as I learn things and hear things from the various people who are sharing their experiences, their chokhmah, the chokhmah satorah that comes from so many different things, their own Rebbeim, their own suitcases, what we do is to fill up our suitcase, to take these things out later on in life. That when we leave yeshiva, that something happens, something comes up, and I heard this or such. And I heard, give you just an example, it's going to come to what I was speaking about later on. Someone's going to tell you, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was on a bus, and a unsneous woman sat down next to him. He had three choices. Which of them did he do? He could, of course, change seat. He could sit where he is. He could sit on the bus. Which, if he sat next to her, Chil Hashem. He could, of course, have gotten up, gone to the back of the bus, or just changed the seat. Well, if she became aware of that, he felt, and that she might be nifka, because, you know, she's not observant, doesn't know, and here she sees this rabbi gets up. He, Lamaisa, got off at an early stop. That's what he did. He got off. So, Maisa Rav. Something that sticks in my mind, that if I'm on a bus, I know that if something like that happens, I have to then consider what might work out best, you know, as such. There's the fifth Shulchan Aruch, Seichel, to know what to do and how to do it when you're faced with a situation. You just can't say, well, he did this, and all of a sudden, you know, you get dropped off in the middle of the desert somewhere or something like this. That's not what you're looking for either. But Lemetzius is that you have to use the ideas, but these are ideas that stay with you. You put them into your suitcase as we go along. My message tonight, essentially, this is the bottom line. This is one idea that I'm going to review over the night. Got it? Okay. And that's between us. My chavrusa, we have it made. Okay? Good. The idea is a person has to be in control of himself. That's it. I want to be in control of my five senses, especially my eyes, my ears, and such. I want to be controlled of my mind and certainly of my behavior. I want to have control. I'll take on that 5,775-year-old Yetzirah, and I'll finish him. I can do it. I'm not a weakling, I'm not a wimp, and I can do it if I want to. And that's just the way it is. I want to be in control. And I'm going to do things to prepare myself. I'm going to do things to prepare myself and to be able to, you know, just get into shape for the, you know, for the battles, the struggles. Because that's the way life is. When is it over? Har Menuchas, Har Hazesim. Up until that time, they once said to somebody as he was dying, what's the Yetzer Hara saying to you now? So he says, he's saying to me, say Shema with a very, very, you know, like big intent, you know, with a lot of kavanah, so people will say how frum you are when you left this world. You see what the Yetzer Hara was doing to him? Even at that moment, the Yetzer Hara was telling him, say with a lot of kavanah, so people will say. So what's he supposed to do? Not say kavanah at that time? Not say Shema Chas V'Shalom? The Yetzer Hara, Krich Terein. Of course he's going to say as much kavanah as he should possibly do. And I've seen this happen with Anashim Chashuvim as such. Fine. But control. I give you an example of something I witnessed with my own eyes. It's not a guzma, and it really happened without a shayla. I'm a stickler for trying to get the real story to you. I was present. Years ago, when the astronaut Armstrong took one leap, you know, for mankind on the moon, he walked on the moon. As he walked on the moon at that second, somebody who was present walked out of the room. He walked on the moon. This person walked out of the room. So what was the pshat? There's nothing wrong with him going on the moon. So the person said, I don't want to be doing something that everybody's doing. Everybody was looking at that. I want to be in control. So if he wants to take, he'll see a video about it later on. It's not an issue. But for that moment, he was in control. In Kelm, not Chelm, but Kelm, Yeshiva of Kelm, there was a group of people came to visit the yeshiva. And they came and you could hear them coming up. Whatever transportation that they had, I believe it was wagon with horse at the time, carriages, and they were coming to look at the yeshiva. And when they were, the most thing that which impressed them the most was as they walked in, doors open, nobody turned. They looked, the bachurim were looking, people walked down the aisles like there would be, nobody looked. That Kelm was known for their ability. And the Alter from Kelm wanted people to be in control. Even a person says to himself, for the next 2 minutes, I even as I walk from here into the lunchroom, I'm not going to look this way, that way. I'm going to stay in control of myself, of my eyes, of my head. Just because the door opens over here, here I am in the base medrash. Same idea. I have to look every time the door opens or somebody walks by. I should see, I should look. Nah. I mean, I want to be in control of myself. Just like we talk about learning beretzifus, there's an idea of retzifus, of how I behave and what I allow to disturb and distract me. And there's no question. And a person says, for now, nothing's going to distract me. I'm going to walk from here to whatever area, nothing distracts me that time. And that's an important, important idea as such. Now, there's no question that what the in any of these things, what's going to be the ikkar that's going to help me in all of this? Without a doubt, Torah, tefillah. The more Torah I have, the more greater chance I have of always being in control. The more I dive in, the closer connection to a Kaddish Baruch Hu is I'm in control. Rav Zevin, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, tells a story in one of his svarim of a person who had machshavas roes. He went to his Rebbe, and the Rebbe said, listen, you know what you do? I want you to go to a city. It's the middle of the winter. I want you to go to a city. It's pretty far, but you'll go, and you'll see the Rebbe there. He'll help you. He'll help you what to do. Person goes, and he comes in the middle of the night. He comes. But people are still up. He can see the lights on. People, and he can hear people in there. Knocks on the door. You know, it's freezing outside. He knocks on the door. Door doesn't open. He goes through the whole night till the morning. Finally, at night, he's like freezing. But finally, the door opens, and he is allowed to come in. And you know, he eats, but he's there for a week. Nobody says anything to him about anything. And he figures, this is what a waste. So now he's on his way out, and he's going to leave. There's no purpose. And he sees the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, no, did you get what you came for? And he says, then, no, not at all. Nobody really dealt with me at all. I didn't get anything out of this visit. And the Rebbe says, yes, you did. You got a lesson that a mensch is a baal abos. The mensch is the baal abayis of his home. And whoever he doesn't want to allow to come in, he doesn't let him in. And that's the lesson that you got. So, the Rebbe understood. You had machshavas roes, things bothering you. You're in charge of your head. And what you don't want to allow to come into the head, you don't want to put into the head. Not simple. But a head certainly that has Torah, and it's not, you know, a vacuum. The Rambam says as well, that's going to be one leap ahead to be able to actually do that. Of lo sasur acharei levavchem, v'acharei einechem. We wake up in the morning, Pokeach Ivrim, a bracha that's made. Now, Pokeach Ivrim is a wide bracha. It means certainly I can use my eyes, fantastic cameras, fantastic just opportunities that a person has to be able to see. But it's not just that. It has as well, Kaddish Baruch Hu, thank you for giving me the opportunity to have Hashkofa Tova, of being able to look at the world with, you know what word? TV. TV. Torah vision. Because that's major, that a person has, Baruch Hashem, to look at the world that way. The Yerushalmi in Brachos says the following, Kol mi, shenizher shalo listakel benoshim, anyone who is careful not to look at women and gaze at women, for example, and the ikkar of what I'm going to say today is not on this particular subject. You've heard plenty, Rosh Hashiva speaks about it, Mashgiach speaks about it as well. But anyone who is not mistakel, doesn't gaze and concentrate on women. Hashem Omer Alav, Hashem says, Hadein Didi, Yerushalmi, Zeshali, this person is mine. And it's a beautiful thing. I want to be yours. That's why I'm here, to be mizdavik to you. Hadein Didi, Mitzvah Gereris Mitzvah. Every time, the more mitzvahs I'm involved in, the closer I become to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And the ikker thing is this. Kaddish Baruch Hu is that much more ready to answer my tefillahs. Every time, the Shomer Amunim says this, every time a person is misgaber, especially on something that he shouldn't be looking at or shouldn't be seeing, he has at that time the opportunity to have his tefillahs answered. It means a person doesn't go to a place, of course, where he's going to see indecently clad people. But Lo Yetzura happens. He's on the street, and he sees something that is someone inappropriately dressed. that first thing that he looks at is not his problem. He's there. He saw it. It's the second afterwards where if he doesn't study the pavement, as Avigdor Miller said, you know, study the pavement. When he was asked, you know, what do you do in such a situation like that? As long as he does what he can possibly do, he averts his eyes, he's kal kinesha, quick as an eagle to be able to shut the lids or to avert his face. At that point, he can make a tefillah, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu answers that tefillah. A person wants to be careful never to become desensitized. I once heard from Rav Pesach Krohn an idea of desensitization. In Staten Island, they have huge landfills, and they fill it, you know, with machines, dig huge holes, fill it in with all different types, you know, of garbage that's there. Lunchtime, two fellas who are running the machines and doing everything, they sit on the edge of the pit eating sandwiches. Can you imagine that scene? Two fellas sitting over a pit of garbage, of all the filthy smell that's there, but they're eating their sandwich. Desensitization. It doesn't bother them. They don't feel anything at all. It happens to us in a different way. Shabbos. We hear people drive by, and especially here, how many people get shocked, upset. Think of what we're seeing. We're seeing people involved in an Isser Skila. If it were the time of the Beis HaMikdash with Adam Skila. At Korban Chatas, if they don't realize what they're doing, chorus. I mean, this is not a simple thing, and yet, how many of us really get shook up? Why? Because we have become desensitized from home, back in the United States or wherever else we may live, Chutz Laaretz, desensitized here. Something that Reb Zilberstein said: if a person has the option of walking on Shmuel HaNavi or walking on Kvish Achad on Shabbos, there's no question that you take Shmuel HaNavi. And if you have a better, the Shmuel HaNavi is all black, but whatever it would be, it could be Sheirat Eshkol. If you have a chance of circumventing Sheirat Eshkol with a better road during that time, of course you do. You want to move away from things that desensitize us, from things that are not good, because that's what happens as such when these things happen. The pasuk in Devarim, Parshas Nitzavim, and there it says, "Vatiru es shikutzehem ve'es gilulehem," and you saw their detestable idols and the idols that were like excrement. They were so shockingly schmutzig, and then their ace v'evan, they're made of wood and stone. And then kesev v'zahav imahem, and they're made of silver and gold. So one of the Mefarshim says the following: when you first look at these idols, ugh, detestable, abominable, terrible. If you see them the next day, they're made of eitz v'evan. If you see them later on, they can even be made out of silver and gold. That is a normal factor. The more we're exposed to things, and it's just the way it is, it just makes less of impression on us. And the key it is to retain the feeling that we have of disgust when we see something that is not acceptable. I want to be in control of the way I feel about things. As such, the Or Sameach comments on the halacha that the Edom, who are the ones who bring on the Arba Mises Bezdin, they testify that a person had to be, was Mechal Shabbos. The person gets skila for being Mechal Shabbos in the, quote, so to speak, good old days. Rarely happening. We learned the Gemara of Marcus, we understand that well, of a Bezdin Chavlonis, once in 7 years, once in 70 years. It was their job to push him over the side and drop the first rock on him. If they killed Yad Ha'edim B'rishonah V'yad Kolam B'achronah. Why? So the Meshech Chachma says, because when they saw that Chilul Shabbos, it made an impression on them. And we want to get that impression out of them. What happens to the people who did that terrible act of Chilul Shabbos? Okay, it happens. They're going to get their consequence no matter what. But the Edom themselves are involved in the consequence to do the best to be able to expunge that impression that was made upon their neshamas. Why do you think kol heroic soita b'kukula yazir is atzma min ayayin? A person sees the soita, her hair is being messed up, she's going through the whole thing with the kohen, and then she drinks the mayim hamrorim, and then maybe if she chas v'sham did something, she could die right there. There are many permutations. However, the Gemara, the Shaila and Meforshim ask is, why does he have to mazir himself from a yayin? It's not enough that he sees the woman dying. Shouldn't that be enough? You want to, that's it? The answer is no. And something was done to him that went into his guts. And the fact is that you do the best that you can to be able to get it out if you possibly can. Once something goes into us, it doesn't come out unless there's tshuva. Tshuva always helps. Tshuva always helps. Even Acher ben Elisha ben Avuya, where the Gemara in Chagiga says, "Tshuvu banim shavavim chutz mi Acher," he could do tshuva too. And Tosfos says over there that he did do tshuva on his deathbed. So the fact is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there for tshuva. But short of that, what goes in doesn't come out. That's why we are so careful with what we listen to and what we see as such. What happens when we see something which isn't acceptable is, you'll excuse me, take for example, would you imagine a person takes a sitter and puts a page of a Playboy magazine in a sitter? Hey, what? Who you have to take? That chas v'shalom. Chas v'cholila. I feel awkward even mentioning it. But the fact is, when a person sees something like that in print or otherwise, does it not fit straight into his head and often come out during davening or other times as such? No difference, Sacha. Especially a head that has Torah in it and tefillah in it, during tefillah, during learning. This is the fact of life. How can we get it expunged, get rid of it? Tshuva, Torah, tefillah as such. And when we feel our mind, the more Torah, the more Chazara, the more Dvarim we know Baal Peh, it makes a major difference. Another difference using our eyes is to associate the things that we see with Torah and mitzvahs. Think about it. A person goes outside and he sees a roof with a fence on it. Oh, he sees one without. And he says, hey, I see roof. What does a roof remind me of? Of course, shelter, etc. But ma'akeh, a halacha in the Torah. A person sees a dog, if he would, lo yechritz kelav l'shono. He remembers a pasuk and a historical fact that came out associated with Eretz Mitzrayim. He sees people, non-Jewish people, oh, lo yischaten bam. They're not the people I can marry. He sees people who are not observant. He says, oh, Hashem, help these people. He has compassion and chesed for them as such that he has when he feels this way. He sees a tree. He realizes that a tree can't move. It's there. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of it. Brings it sun, brings it shade, brings it rain. Takes care of it through the root system. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us too. He uses the world around him that he sees with his eyes to remember that I'm in control of how I interpret and filter the things that come around. He sees signs. If I were living in New York City, he'd see a sign. The best part of a sign, and you hear a slogan on the radio, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. Well, he says to himself, the best part about waking up is waking up. Avodas Hashem, Moda Ani L'fanecha. He can use the slogans that he hears around him to get that much closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Here in Eretz Yisrael, Tam Chaim. You know what Tam Chaim comes from? Coke. That's Tam Chaim, the taste of life. taste of life. What's wrong with Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chesed? What about all the other mitzvahs that we do? The fact is that Baruch Hashem, we have these opportunities to be able to use our things around us. I filtered out the things that I want to, the way I want to. Pictures of Gedolim. Gedolim themselves, who are bound to Baruch Hashem, that we're able to see. We're able to put these things in our minds. The fact how the fortune as a I remember when we lived in Richmond, Virginia, 6 years in Richmond, Virginia. Our kids were young at that time. Until a family moved in with kids their own age, they did not have a Shomer Shabbos friend. There's nobody sitting here, Kemat, who was in a situation where you never had a Shomer, not one? Then Baruch Hashem. Okay, you were in the same boat. However, okay, fine, all right. Rebbe's father is in Chinuch, so we're working for the same boss over there. The fact is that we used to put pictures up in the house. Those days, Agudas Yisrael had pictures of Gadol and black and white pictures, and we lined the whole house. So our kids saw all the various Gadolim. Their child, the only child they had, when they saw somebody wasn't shaven, they said, "What's wrong with him? How come he's not shaven?" But chutz from that, they saw Gadol, Baruch Hashem. It was a wonderful thing. So this makes a difference on us too. And we have to be careful not to look at Rishayim, because that makes an expression too. Madach, you heard what the Meshech Chachma says, that a person is, everything makes an impression on. A person's mind eye, well, deal with some other ideas later, as such and such. The Mefarshim say, and this especially the Slonimer, that if a person is in a situation where he sees something that he shouldn't see, whether it's Chilul Shabbos, whether it has to do with Devarim Shebekedusha, he says, the Pasuk says, Bini, Musar Hashem, Bini, Al Timas. The best Musar comes straight from God, not from your Rebbe, not from your Mashgiach, not from your Menahel, not from even a Sefer, but right from Hashem. Hashem says, Musar Hashem, Bini, you are my son. Al Timas, don't mess up, you are a Ben Melech. A person who has that idea in his mind, Bini, I'm a God's child. Bini, Al Timas, you don't walk the way other people do. You don't look at things the other way people do. You're different as such. There's a Maisa Shehoya. It's brought down in Lekach Tov. As a fellow and his wife from Israel who were in a federal office building in Chicago. And somebody looked at them and saw they were speaking Hebrew together. And he says, "Tell me, are you Jewish?" He says, "Yeah, I'm Jewish." The man was really taken back. He says, I've read about you, that you're the children of God." So, fine. They finished the conversation. The guy came back a little while later. "Can I ask you a question?" He says, "What is it?" He says, "When you walk in the street, do you think about the same things that we think about or other things?" Can you imagine that? He wants to know. Well, the fact is, we should be able to say, "No, we don't. We don't think about the same things you do in most things. Certainly we have to eat, we have to drink, we have to sleep, we have to do things and normal things that people do. But our minds are on other things as well, and even more so. The greater the mensch, the more Torah and tefillah the person has, the greater the connection. Ein chanami. We are different people. We're just not another, three-button suit walking around, another double-breasted suit walking around. That's the way it works. We have to be as careful with our senses, hearing, seeing, everything as we are with our kashrus. People are careful. When Shishiva brings in someone to speak about kashrus, we're very machmer and careful about all the hechsherim. This is the word mazel. You know what the word mazel stands for? Number of things. But mazel, good fortune, etc. Mem is for makom. Zion is for zman. And lamed is for lo tistakel. Don't look. You want to be in the right place at the right time. And if something should happen, and it could be as much as a person drives by on Shabbos, why do I have to walk, look and see, and it gets into my kishkas? I can just walk away and to myself say, Shabbos. I don't have to scream it out. But inside, Shabbos. I can say it myself. That's it. Because I don't want to make those impressions as such. There's more to be said, and Yitzhak Hashem, there will be. Be well. I go to the next one.